Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So marriage rates are going down and researchers are wondering why. Well, it turns out TLC had the answer all along.
All right. The Learning Channel?
No, the band. Women don't want no scrubs.
Oh, okay. I remember that. Yeah.
They asked women to describe their dream husband, and he had to have an average income 58 or almost 60% higher than the average real single man.
Wow.
Many young men today don't have enough money to bring to the marriage bargain. And this study was out of Cornell University in New York, and they say that women are expecting for men to bring more income into the relationship, have a job with a degree, and if they don't have that, then women may still do a marriage based on love, but they also consider it to be an economic transaction. And Heidi, you were early on the curve on that. You were one of the first people to come to that.
Well, you just want a partner in your relationship. You know, you don't want to be the only breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
You want to work together for something like a common goal. What are your ambitions? What do you want out of life? Otherwise, somebody's going to feel shortchanged or unhappy that they're not reaching their dreams.
That depends on the relationship. I mean, I married my wife with the expectation that I would provide for her. And that was what my bargain was. I didn't expect her to bring anything to the table financially. I'm wanting her to be the homemaker.
But you expected a lot from her in return, not necessarily monetarily.
Well, you had to buy her a new car before you got married.
I did not have to buy her a new car.
You had to buy and take her on expensive vacations and stuff.
And
I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to do that.
And the big house. Don't forget the big house.
You had the big house,
And the car was a little bit
so
of a
you looked
hook.
A lot better after all that stuff.
I like to think of it as I was putting my best foot forward. But, now that you put it like that, it makes me feel a lot worse about that.
Oh, don't. You did good.
Okay. Well, I did. I think I chose the right person to do that with.
Yeah.
She's turned out to be a very great person.
Let me tell you something. Jamie is an angel.
Yeah. Angel.
Beautiful. And she just has a lot of
patience.
Yes. Yes. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Tolerance. Yeah.
Forgetful. Probably.
Forgetfulness.
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
No, she has to forget things when you hurt her feelings. She's got to forget about that.
Okay, y'all are going a little far with this now.
I know, we're having fun.
You guys are a good couple. You guys.
I think we're a great couple. Yeah. I mean, we've been married for 16 years, we're doing great, and I'm going to talk to her about that when I get home today.
And you know what? Everybody else is single in the room, so don't let us bring you in.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yes. But you know what, too? Women are making more money. They're independent now. So when you do think about a relationship, you want somebody who's going to be able to hold their own at least.
So love has nothing to do with it anymore.
Well, he said at the end of his comment that it was
they'll settle for love.
Economic partnership. Or, you know, you could look at it like love.
Yeah. So what if you do love the guy who don't want to work and don't have any ambition or goals?
But sits on the couch all day and plays video games.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and eats Cheetos, but you love him.
I don't
know.
You
get up and go to work for him.
You know what's funny is you say that, but I think I've heard you talk before about women that you know that are with some loser, and you're like, why is she with that loser? He like stays on the couch all day. You've said that about me before.
Yeah, but we're talking about love.
Yeah.
They weren't in love.
I mean, honestly, think I'm almost on the women's side on this. I'm like, don't get with some loser that's going to sit there and
drain.
Suck on you and drain you down.
Back in the day, you'd call me a gold digger for thinking that way. No. But now that you have a daughter, you exactly don't want to have that.
No, that's different. You're a gold digger's different than just someone looking for fair.
And Heidi, you're extreme. You're an extreme
But I will give you credit. I am teaching my daughter to be that way. I want my daughter to marry someone rich.
It's all about the ambitions and goals, right?
That's right. She ain't marrying no Cheeto couch playing video game sitting guy.
Whatever.
When you say goals, that's the key word right there.
Yeah.
Right, he's got to have a lot of that.
Yeah.
Goals.
Mm-hmm. Not goals. Gold. Gold.
However you spell it, he should have a lot of it.
Yeah. Anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.